Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Father, we can't but help give you all the praise. We can't help but give you all the honor, Father, because there have been trials and obstacles in our lives, but you brought us over them all. You brought us victorious, Father Yahweh. So we can only give you the praise. So we come with open, humble, thankful hearts this morning, Father, in a sincere praise, an unfeigned praise, Father Yahweh. Truly acknowledging that you are our source, Father Yahweh. So right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua, as we begin to hear what thus saith your word about us, Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we don't have to ask that the word be anointed because the word is already anointed, Father. But anoint our minds, our hearts, Father Yahweh, that we may receive it, Father, with all urgency, as you said in the Spirit this morning. You want us to receive it with all urgency. And so in our obedience, Father Yahweh, we're getting into your word, Father Yahweh, and we're making it rhema in our lives. We're actually applying it. So we ask right now, Father, that you take over the atmosphere. Lead us how you want to lead us. Say what you want to say. Do what you want to do. Move how you want to move, Father Yahweh. We're all dependent on you, and we give you the glory for that. Use this vessel, no matter how worthy or unworthy he may be. But let your worth go forth on the ears and the minds of the hearers. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh, saints. So let's turn to Romans, the 10th chapter, the 17th verse. You cannot get over every mountain without something, because you need to believe. Once you look at that mountain, that you can get over it. You need to know that when you look at that valley, you can come out of it. And so then the word tells us in Romans, the 10th chapter, the 17th verse. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh. When you hear the word of Yahweh, faith comes. Faith to get you a job. Faith to heal your marriage. Hello? Faith for help. Faith for your peace of mind, your shalom. Faith to overcome anxiety and fear and stress. Faith to be able to live in a world in darkness and still believe that you can be the light. Faith in knowing that if you've been encountered with alcoholism or drug addiction, that he can turn your life completely around. You don't have to be dependent on that stuff. You can be dependent on him. And it takes faith to depend on Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
And you got to believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And so why is he telling us about this faith all the time? Because he says without it, it's impossible to please him. And it's impossible to do the other things that we need to do in him. I can't love you without faith. I got to believe that's the right thing to do. I can't forgive you without faith. And so we have to allow this to happen. But the seed of faith comes from the hearing of the word. And then what happens is that there are enemies to your faith. Because faith has so much power. It can allow you to be unstoppable by any of the enemy's obstacles. But if you don't have it, when the obstacle comes, when the mountain comes, you're going to think it's insurmountable. Meaning, I can't get over this thing. So you have to have faith to do that. So the enemy wants to destroy your faith. How can he do that? He tries to weaken your faith or contaminate it. Before he even does that, he doesn't even want you to hear the word. So he'll try to steal the opportunities for you to hear the word that is going to allow a breakthrough the next day. So you can hear a word today that will get you through something tomorrow. But if he can keep you from being here today, then you missed out on your victory tomorrow. So if he can put an obstacle there, he'll do it. And if you happen to hear the word, he's going to try to come against you applying the word. How does he do that? Weakens or contaminates your faith. He tries to make you fearful and doubt. He gets you in unforgiveness. Because if he can get you to not do the things of Yahweh, then that totally weakens your faith. These things are the cancer to your faith. And you got to eliminate the cancers to your faith. Sometimes, now, don't get mad at me, but you know, I'm at this age now where I don't care if you're mad at me. Some people can be a cancer to your faith. The enemy uses whatever tool that he can. Did y'all know he had a toolbox? Absolutely. And people are in that toolbox. They will say stuff to you. They will put doubt in your heart. They will pull you out of opportunities to hear the word and to get that seed of the word that is going to make a difference in your life. A seed of the word can completely turn your life around. It can turn your family's life around. But you got to get it. And so if we look at Romans, the 10th chapter, the 14th verse. Can I talk about the enemies of faith just for a second? Because, you know, if Yahweh said there's an urgency in the atmosphere, which he did today, there's some things that you need to know. And I need to tell you right now, everything in the word is not going to make you feel good, but it's going to save your soul. Now, if I had a choice between feeling good and my soul being saved, I'm choosing soul being saved. Anybody choosing soul being saved? Because this feel good thing, number one, it don't last for no time. You know, I mean, I can get up here and tap dance for you, but it's not about entertainment. It is about faith. It's about emunah. So I can say it's not about entertainment. It's about emunah, right? And in this day and age, people want a show. I'm telling you right now, this dude right here ain't in show business. I'm in word business. I'm in truth business. And so when we go to Romans, the 10th chapter, the 14th verse, how then shall they call on him who they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him who they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? So if you want your faith to be developed, you need to hear faith from a preacher of faith who's going to give you the unadulterated word of Yahweh and who has tried faith himself and has been successful. There should be a sound word coming from the pulpit. I don't know about y'all. This ministry is 40 years strong. It was here before you got here, and it'll be here after you leave. Because we are about truth. And the truth remains. It's the lies that disappear. You know, lies will hang around for a minute, but, you know, they can't stand. Because they're what? They're lies. When people tell lies, they can't remember the lie they told. Have you went into people like that before? They lie, and then they can't remember the lie that they told, so they end up telling another lie, and they can't remember that. But the truth, you can always remember the truth, people. It remains. And so what they want to do, what the enemy wants to do, is keep you from a sound word. Keep you from something that's going to actually reside in your soul and make a difference. And he wants to keep you from hearing that by any means necessary. And so it's my job. Let's get something straight. It's my job. It's the teacher's job. Whoever gets up here on this pulpit to remind you of what the word says about whatever it is. And it ain't always something that you want to hear all the time. Your flesh don't want to hear the word all the time. Your flesh don't want to hear the word of truth all the time. Right? Because we've been conditioned in the church world, the ecclesia, which we get from the world, is this whole entertainment factor. We're not even teaching truth anymore. It's all about, how can I titillate you? How can I excite you? How can I make you feel good? How can I hold your attention? Well, let me tell you something. If the word of Yahweh and his power and his might and the blessings that he does can't hold your attention, then I can't do nothing for you. Because when you strip it all down, it's about him and his word. He never put on a hat and start tap dancing. This is not church du soleil. And if you want church disolay, maybe this is not the place for you. But if you want the truth of Yahweh, and if we want the whole word, this is the place. So it's my job to remind you. And if faith comes by hearing, that means that to develop your faith in a certain area, you must continue to hear that word in that area, and it'll increase your faith in that area. So that means, yes, we're going to be hearing some stuff over and over and over again. And why are we hearing it over? Because you didn't get it. And the Hebrew concept of getting the word is a pounding in. It's a repetition. Anybody that tells me they know the whole word, they're lying. They don't know the whole word. Anybody tell you they've mastered the whole word, they're lying. And nobody mastered the whole word. I tell the apostle all the time, apostle, do you know everything? How long you been in ministry? You said 50 years. And the word is so deep that he's given new revelation even after 50 years. Am I right about that? Hey, so he said, you got to draw the waters from the well of salvation, and those waters run deep. And the word of Yahweh says, hey, it's up to us to know the deep things. Right? So you're not going to master this thing. It just astonishes me that people who have not even been grounding in the word, grounded in the word, after 2 years, a year or two, they think they are masters. They think they know more than this man. Have people come into the office talking about, well, we agree to disagree. We're not even on the same level. For me to agree to disagree, we got to be on the same level. But if you're telling somebody that's been over 50 years in the ministry, and then you've been in the ministry for 50 months, that you agree to disagree, you're acting as if you know as much knowledge and wisdom as. And when you do open your Bible on occasion, every now and then, you only want to hear you want to read the good stuff. You only want to read the stuff that'll make you feel good. But where it says obedient, oh, no. No, you don't want none of that. So we've become cherry pickers of the word. You just like the stuff, the little rosy stuff. You got to tell the whole thing. He says, don't add anything to it and don't take nothing away from it. And so this is a ministry 40 years strong. We don't add nothing to it. And then we don't take nothing away from it. We're giving you the pure, unadulterated, unmitigated word of Yahweh. And then when we do remind people, they say we're legalistic. Oh, well, you know, you don't have to remind us about tithes. Yeah, we all need to be reminded. Hello? I need to be reminded. Because then, let's get something straight. As Yahweh starts increasing you, it gets more challenging for you to give up that increase. See, if I'm making $100 a week and I'm giving $10, that's easy. But then when I start making $10,000, it's difficult to write a $1,000 check. It's not impossible. But just like Yeshua told the rich man, it's difficult for a rich man to... It's easier for him to go through the eye of a needle. Now, what he didn't mean was the eye of a needle, of a sewing needle. But when you would go through the gates of the city with a camel, they had these narrow archways. And so to get a camel through there, sometimes you had to take all the stuff off the camel just to get the camel through and then you had to make the camel kneel to get under the archway. It's not impossible to get through the eye of the needle of the city, but it's a challenge. Oh, and Lord, don't let us make $100,000. Somebody say, what? How much is that? But that's why if you need your faith to be increased in the giving area, you got to keep on hearing about it. Some of y'all acted like you so saved, but then you can't forgive nobody. But then when we say, hey, you know, you got to work in forgiveness. Why we got to hear about that? We already know about that. Yeah, but you're not forgiven. Evidently, you need a faith increase. But if you want a faith increase, it comes by hearing. And I will not apologize for reminding you what the word says about you living a victorious life. Not apologizing. I'm not here to make you comfortable every week. If you're living right, you're feeling good. If you're living wrong, you're uncomfortable. And just because I remind you does not make me legalistic. 2 Peter, go there. Everything I say is not based on... See, there's some preachers that get up there, that give you one scripture, and then they go on a diatribe for 45 minutes and don't go back. We give you a scripture for whatever it is that we're talking about. Romans, 2 Peter, the first chapter, the 12th verse. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. Listen, if I didn't put you in remembrance of these things, I'd be negligent. If I didn't talk about faith, especially since he says you can't please him without it, I'd be what? Negligent. What does negligent mean? I would be neglecting you. I would be not being responsible. So I have to remind you about that. Why are we talking about love all the time? Because you ain't loving. Why apostle got to get up there and talk about giving, remind us about tithe? Because you're not giving, evidently. You have not developed faith in these areas. So we would be negligent if we do not remind you. And it says this. Yeah, but I don't already heard that before. We got a scripture for you. Continue on. Though you know them and be established in the present truth. So he don't care if you've heard this stuff before. He don't care if you know this stuff before. He wants to keep reminding you so that you will grow stronger and stronger in this thing. Because he wants you to get to the finish line. I don't know about you, but when this is all wrapped up, I want to make it to the finish line. That's where I want to be. And I hope to see you there. But if I don't, I got to keep running. But I got to do the stuff I'm supposed to do. He didn't help me to tap dance for 45 minutes. He didn't tell me to spin, I saw a kid with a hula hoop. Want me to get up here and get a hula hoop and show you what I can do and do some juggling acts on a Sunday morning. I ain't doing it. Now, guess what? There are some places you can go that will put on a good show for you. 13th verse. Yay. I think it meet, meaning I think it's proper, acceptable, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in what? Remembrance. And how many times have I read this scripture? I cannot tell you how many times I have read this scripture. And you may know this scripture, but still, it's appropriate, it's meet, that as long as I am here in this tabernacle, and y'all, I am so glad that I am still here in this tabernacle. I'm glad. So my job is to stir. And listen, you should get it. When you hear the word of Yahweh, that should be an instant stirring if you operate in the Holy Ghost. Because it's not your excitement in your flesh. It's supposed to be the excitement in your spirit. When your spirit is stirred, something happens on the inside. See, before I could even be victorious on the outside, before I could get up out of that hospital bed on the outside, I had to get up on the inside. I had to get stirred up. And then he reminded me of that word that said, hey, in his stripes, I'm healed. In his stripes, I'm healed. He has come to him. And then that thing gets so stirring up in me that even my insides had to line up with the word of Yahweh. My body had to line up. Had to get right. So, of course, I'm going to remind you. And 14th verse, knowing that shortly I must put off this tabernacle. There's an urgency here. Even as Yahushua Mashiach has showed me, there's an urgency. This thing is not going to last forever. It's going to wind up. And so it's my job to teach you about love, to remind you about love, to remind you about forgiveness, to remind you about how to operate in the spirit, to remind you how the enemy puts pitfalls out there for you, to remind you what those pitfalls are. And then when I do that, I'm accused of fear tactics. When I tell you to watch out for the pit before you step into it, I'm people say, oh, has anybody ever heard of they said? First of all, I need to know, who are they in the first place? Right? So, but they say that, oh, yeah, if he trying to use fear tactics. Wait, he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so if I'm telling you the word, it's not a fear tactic. It's the truth. The truth is the truth. And you only call it a fear tactic if you'd rather live in darkness, if you'd rather live in a lie. Now, hey, you know, there are people out there that rather live a lie. Every day, go to 2 Timothy. It's my job. And the word ain't always a feel-good thing. The Bible says it cuts two ways. It's a dual-edged sword. So when I'm swinging that thing, I'm cutting myself. Yeah, it cuts, but it's not a cutting that's supposed to hurt you. It's a cutting, come on, Holy Ghost, that's trying to mold you and shape you into the image of Yahweh. Come on, that's what he's trying to do. It's part of the process, and this is a problem. A lot of us don't have faith in the process. Some stuff he's got to cut off of us, right? Some stuff we learned bad. We learned some bad programming. Maybe we came up in a bad home situation, family situation, or maybe we had a bad experience in life, and that has tried to shape us. But when Yahweh comes into our lives, hey, he's trying to mold us for victory. He's trying to mold us for triumph. He's trying to mold us to finish this thing. So whatever, you guys got to get down to this. Whatever changes he wants to make in me, to make me what I need to be for him, make him Yahweh. I surrender, mold me, shape me. If you got a part of that shaping is the cutting, cut me. Because I know that if I just submit to how the word is trying to mold me and shape me, it's nothing but victory. It's nothing but triumph. It's nothing but overflow. It's nothing but blessings. It's nothing but overcoming. It's nothing but. But it takes faith for you to believe that. His shaping is going to be good for you. And so 2 Timothy, the fourth chapter, the first verse tells me, tells you, tells us, I charge you therefore before Yahweh and Yahushua Mashiach, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, and out of season. And this is a part, these are the parts of the word that are uncomfortable sometimes. Reprove. Correct. Rebuke. Some people don't like to be, they don't want to be rebuked. Right? They don't want to be reproved. They don't want to be corrected. Exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Third, remember I told you the enemy is trying to take your seed of the word because he does not want it to grow in you. For the time will come that certain folk, will not endure sound doctrine. What is sound doctrine? It's the truth. I can get up here and do a diatribe on my own. It's not about me. It's about the word. I want you to know what the word says. I'm not going to give you one scripture and then go off for 45 minutes to an hour without even going back to the Bible. Just telling you the good stuff. I want to edit. People want the Cliff Notes version. Does anybody know about Cliff Notes? Cliff Notes was, somebody in the back, yes. High school, they tell us to read a book. Well, the Cliff Notes give you a summary of the book. So some people would not even read the book. They just go to the Cliff Notes, right? Because people want an easy way out. They don't want to walk this thing out. But we find in the Bible all the time, we got to walk this thing out. We got to work it. And so it says there's going to be a time where people will not endure sound doctrine, but they're going to go after their own lusts and shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Meaning they want to only hear the good stuff, so they're going to go out there and find somebody that's just going to tell them the good stuff. Not how to get through the bad stuff, but I just want to hear good stuff. So then when bad stuff come, you can't handle it. Because you did not want to endure sound doctrine. What is sound doctrine? The truth. I don't know about you, but the reason that I was victorious in my battle is because I endured sound doctrine for many, many years. Because I didn't just wake up like this. I had teachers. I had willing ears where I wanted to hear the truth. When something came, I was able to what? I had the foundation. And so, if you don't want to hear the truth, there are so many other places out there that'll give you some feel-good church disole. And so, this is what people like. Can I just break it down for a second? Somebody in your life with the letter S. There's a letter S in your life. Somebody with the letter S. Well, that person with the letter S, they need a message. They need a word. Hey! And everybody say, woo! Well, let me tell you something. Everybody with the letter S needs a word. Everybody that has their name from anything from A to Z need a word. So you ain't telling me nothing that I don't already know. Is there somebody? And chances are there is somebody in your life with a letter S. There's somebody in your life with any letter from A to Z. Hey! The devil had an assignment on your life and I canceled it. Oh! Anybody that's saved and got the Holy Ghost, the enemy always has an assignment out on you. When you got saved, you became a target. So every day that you live on this earth, there is an assignment by some devil against you. So you ain't telling me nothing that I don't already know. I already know there's going to be a weapon. Oh, but if I know the word, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. There is going to be a weapon. See, and they like this. They like to do all that stuff. Oh, yes. You don't tell me that there's a assignment against me. And you the only one that can cancel it. He says, I've given you power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. And nothing, somebody will it hurt you. I didn't give it to this dude that's trying to tell you something. I gave it to you.
And when you say that, yeah, yeah, and I canceled it. Hey, yo, 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 yo. And everybody, ah! Y'all don't want to hear this. Oh, hey, you. There's a blessing coming your way. Hey! Guess what? I already know there's a blessing coming my way. Because the word says I'm blessed coming in, I'm blessed going out. I don't need you to tell me that. As if you're some kind of mystic. And you're sending the blessing. I got this. You know what that stuff sound like? Sound like that. The psychic hotline. Let me tell you something. I got the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is a power that dwells within. The same power that created the heavens and the earth dwells inside of me. It's a direct line to the throne room of Yahweh. So guess what? I don't need no intermediary to tell me what Yahweh said. He got a direct line to me. He can tell me what he said. I can hear it for myself. So they trying to hold you back. Oh, they trying to hold you back. Oh, but I'm a breakthrough for you. I just want you to go through the breakthrough right now because they can't hold you back no more. You, hey, you got the, you go. Bah!
Look at me.
I already know that I can break through the obstacles of the enemy. The word told me that. I don't need you hollering and slobbering over me. I don't need you breathing. I went this one place. Went to this one place. Oh, yeah, everybody said, oh, yeah, you got to go to this breakfast. You got to go to this breakfast. So I went to the breakfast. They asked me and somebody else to sing at the breakfast. And so after the singing going over, this lady, she got a plastic bag. I don't have one right now. I'm going to use this. She said, oh, I don't know what I'm doing with this plastic bag. Oh, you tell me to blow it. Okay, I'm going to blow in the bag. Blow in the bag. All right, now reach in and get your blessing. I done blew it into the bag.
First of all,
I don't know what you got. You breathing and slobbering in the bag. Guess what? I don't have to get my blessing out of a sloppy plastic bag. I can get my blessing from the Yababa. Oh, but they want 45 minutes of that. Itching. Not founded in truth. No word being shared, maybe one or two scriptures. But then the rest of it is the circus show. I'm sorry if I offend you. But I really don't care. Because this is all about the true word of Yahweh. And if I gotta show you that mess, Acts the 13th chapter. See, all that crazy stuff, I'm gonna talk about it. I don't see nowhere in the word where it tells me to reach into a paper bag.
or a plastic bag,
or any other kind of bag.
Acts the 13th chapter.
See, you guys, I gotta understand. When you rather have other people operate in the spiritual gift and want to tell you what you need to hear, then you totally abdicate your responsibility to be in the Word yourself. You totally abdicate your responsibility to develop a relationship with Yahweh yourself. Because now I got to go run over to Prophet Ziba Ziba over there to tell me what to do instead of going into the Word of God, Yahweh, to tell me what to do. By praying in the Holy Ghost for Yahweh to reveal to me what to do, I got to run across town to let somebody breathe on me and whisper in my ear and tell me what I need to do. Or to sit in the audience and hope they talk to me. Oh, I hope that he sees something in me, on me. Ah. Sister Watson said, Nah. And so Acts the 13th chapter,
the 6th verse.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. See, that's the response I'm looking for. Sixth
verse. And when they had gone through the aisle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer,
a false prophet. Now listen, these false prophets are not talking about the devil. They're talking about word stuff that believers would kind of be gravitated to. And he's a Jew, so he's not talking about anything else. It's just the stuff that he's talking about is false. It's not based upon truth. Listen, yeah, why are you talking about it? Because it's in the Word. That's why I'm talking about it. And I'm going to say, false prophet, a Jew, and his name was Bar-Jesus. I'm not even going to bring Yeshua into this falseness. This is messy anyway, so I'm going to leave it into that wrong translation. Huh? He said Bar means the son of. So I know that he wasn't the son of Jesus. But I ain't even going to bring Yeshua's true name into this mess. So we're going to leave him as Bar-Jesus. 7th verse. Which was the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Shaul and desired to hear the word of Yahweh. So there was this man who wanted to hear the word of Yahweh, and he had this dude hanging around, Bar-Jesus. But Elmas, the sorcerer, for so his name is by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. His purpose was to turn the deputy what? Away from faith. So this dude that is motivated by spirits is going to try to get in there and get a foothold on this presumably new convert who wants to hear the true word, but he wants to stop that from happening. 9. Then Shaul, who is also called Paul, Shaul, this is a verse, filled with the Holy Ghost. See, wait. Being filled with the Holy Ghost gives you discernment to know what is right and what is wrong. But the Holy Ghost cannot make you do something beyond your will. If the Holy Ghost says, as Sister Washington just did, Holy Ghost says that, if you override that, you override it. Yes, I'm being led over here. Yeah, you are. But is it by the Holy Ghost? Or Bar-Jesus?
Because there's a whole bunch of bar Jesuses. And listen, come on.
I'm just a regular dude. I'm not trying to increase my Instagram followers. I'm not trying to puff up myself. I'm just a voice in the wilderness who wants to be obedient that people get the true word of Yahweh. That's all I'm trying to do. That's all I'm trying to do. So I'm not trying to hype myself. I'm not trying to do that. I got other stuff to do. I don't care about Instagram. I don't care about Facebook. You know, I'm going to put a word out there, but I'm not going to tailor make and design stuff to get to draw people in some fake stuff. I ain't doing that. I ain't doing no bar Jesus stuff. Doing the word of Yahweh. But Shaul, having the discernment, being filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eye on him. See, if you develop your inner man or inner person, that spiritual being that wants to do the things of Yahweh, when you develop and strengthen that inner person, it gives it a voice. It gives the Holy Ghost a voice. It gives it a strong voice. But if you're overriding everything by your flesh because of what you want to hear and what you want to do, then it reduces the Holy Spirit to just a little voice. Don't stop, because you're not trying to listen to him. And you're not going to listen. You're going to follow your flesh, because your flesh is completely overriding. You know that down in your deepest, deepest part of your inner spirit, you know when stuff ain't right. I had to develop that. I can walk into a room and I'd be like, this atmosphere in here ain't right. That's my discernment kicking in. It's not that I'm special. It's that I've allowed my inner man to grow. So guess what? I know the difference. And the 10th verse says, and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of Yahweh? Come on. Why is he going to say, why? He's hurting Bar Jesus' feelings. How he going to call him out like that? That's disrespectful. You're too hard. Oh, Shaul is too legalistic. Just telling the truth. Call a thing a thing. Call a devil a devil. Call a lie a lie. Because I just want to talk to some people that just want the truth instead of the lie. That's all I want. Will you not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? So that means that he was a masquerader of the things of the Lord. He wasn't telling the truth. He was just trying to create a facade of the truth. But it wasn't the truth. And so the 11th verse says, and now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Now listen, this is not what they say, a fear tactic. This is the work of Yahweh. So if the dude ends up walking in darkness because he was trying to subvert the word, then he walks in darkness. But this is the thing. So many people that walk in spiritual darkness are so eager to lead other people into that same darkness. Be led by the Spirit. Don't be led by people. Be led by the Spirit. Be led by the word. Be led by the word. Don't be led by people. Because there's a scripture for that. The Bible tells us Go here. Go to go to 1 John, the fourth chapter. And it simply says, beloved, believe not every spirit. 1 John 4, 1 through 6. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits. Discern whether they are of Yahweh. It's because you, if you are developing the spirit, you will know. Because many false prophets are what? Gone out, and this is not just the world, many are gone out into the church world. Many whose sole job is to take away your opportunity to hear sound doctrine. And listen, I'm not the only one that's teaching sound doctrine. There's some sound doctrine out there. But no, there ain't a whole lot of people in the truth of the name of Yeshua. Not a whole people are walking in that. But listen, judge the spirit by the spirit. Second verse, hereby know ye the spirit of Yahweh. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua Mashiach is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Yeshua Mashiach is come in the flesh is not of Yahweh. It's just not. And it says what? And this is that spirit of the what? Antichrist, the anti-Mashiach. Wherefore you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Five, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. So what is the world? It's the masses. It's the big throngs of people. It looked like it's going on. It looked like it's lit. Everybody going over there. Be careful where everybody going. Because I believe, saints, if anybody knows the word with me, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Straight is the gate that leadeth to life. And very few are going to find it. Sixth, we are of Yahweh. He that knoweth Yahweh heareth us. If you know him, you're going to hear us. They say, what they say? They say, I think I'm the only one to say. No. We just trying to get the truth out to those people that are seeking it. We just looking for truth seekers that want the word and not entertainment, that want the church and not the Cirque du Soleil. That's all we're looking for. He that is not of Yahweh heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Tell somebody, know the difference. And that's our job. By the Holy Ghost. Is to be able to build up that inner person, that inner spiritual person enough in us that we know the difference. We know the truth from the lie. We know the light from the darkness. We don't want to be enabled, but rather we want the Holy Ghost. We want to be developed in the Holy Ghost. We don't want to give up our responsibility to know Yahweh for ourselves. Saints, you cannot abdicate your responsibility to develop your relationship in the Holy Ghost with Yahweh for yourself.
You can't rely on somebody else to tell you what you where you should go and what you should do. You're supposed to be hearing that from Yahweh. You're supposed to be down in prayer. You're supposed to be listening. And these are the last days. And the word tells us that that's what's going to happen. There's going to be a whole lot of stuff being said that's not the truth. And my desire, it's just my desire, is to see as many people get to the kingdom in truth that possibly can. As many people to hear the true word of Yahweh that are going to live victorious, that are going to walk in faith and not by sight, that are going to be able to have the strength and the power to make it over to the other side. Hallelujah. And the Father, lastly, the Father is seeking the true worshiper. Those that worship him, serve him, be with him, seek him, pursue him in spirit and in truth. Father Yahweh, we just thank you. Thank you for an opportunity, Father, in a dark world where there's so many things, so many pitfalls, so many obstacles, so many situations that we can find ourselves in, that you has given us your word to light the way. Your word is a lamp unto our feet. Your word is a light unto our pathway. So our desire is to know you, to really, really know you in the spirit and in the truth and power of your word. So if we have not pursued you in the way that we need to, forgive us, Father Yahweh. Right now, we're asking that the Holy Spirit take control of our lives, that we would not go to the left or to the right, but would zero in and focus in on that way which you have set before us. Give you glory, honor, and praise. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Keep your head bowed. Maybe there is some.